Welcome to the Tony Francis Podcast, a podcast where we share the prophetic word of the Lord, biblical insights, and prayers that will cause you to live life abundantly. For more information, resources, and more, connect with us at www.healednations.com. Now, here is your host, Tony Francis.
Hey everyone, hope you're doing good. This is Tony Francis, author of Healed Nations Ministries, and I want to spend some time with you today to talk to you about the ministry of angels. This is on God's heart for you in this podcast, and thank you for sharing it with your friends. Many are hungry to learn about spiritual truth in the Bible and how to be Christ-like, because Christ, in his earthly ministry, he was partnering with angels, and you read this in many, many places in the Bible. Like, for instance, Matthew chapter 4, after his temptation in the wilderness, it says that the angels came and ministered to Jesus and he received them. And so Holy Spirit left us this portion in the Bible to tell us about Jesus, that he was aware of the angelic and he was receiving them. And we see another instance, for example, where Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he was praying to the Father, because we talk to the Father. But when there is an angelic ascent or ministry, we are aware of it and we partner with them and we receive them. We don't pray to angels. They are servants. We ask the Father. But when he sends the angels, we should be aware and we should be receiving those ministering angels. Because if we really want to honor the Father, we need to honor his messengers, right? And so that's why we need to be aware of whom God is sending. So in the Garden of Gethsemane, we see the angel or an angel appearing, and it says that he was strengthening Jesus to continue his race and to go to the cross and to overcome this hard battle. And so that was, the strength of the Lord through this angel. You know, the angel was carrying power from the Father to Jesus. And so, yeah, we read many, many places about the Lord partnering with angels. And Jesus is the author and the finisher of your faith and my faith. And the way Jesus is, so we are as a church, as sons and daughters of glory. And there is a place also where Jesus, also in the Garden of Gethsemane, he revealed to us that he can ask the Father to send legions of angels, right? But he didn't, because he knew it was his time and he needed to go to the cross. That's why he came to the earth, right? To die for us and bring atonement to our sins. And so we see that it's available for us to ask the Father for angelic help and ministry in many things and for many things. And so today, in this heart-to-heart talk with you today, I want to, be led by the Holy Spirit and talk with you about the angelic ministry that is available to you. And it makes the whole difference, really. And in Psalm 103, I believe it's in verse 20, it says, "Bless the Lord, you mighty angels, who does the bidding of the Lord, who obey him mightily." And so it is a really powerful ministry. The angels are mighty. They are powerful, The verse says about them, they are mighty. right? Wow. So it's not those fluffy baby angels, and they are warriors. They are filled with might, and partnering with them escalate your life, escalate your blessings, and bring breakthroughs. And so we need to hear teaching about our allies. We need to hear about our enemies, you know, teachings about enemies, you know, the enemy, the devil, and his companions, of course, but to see, you know, teachings all about the enemy, I don't think this is balance. We need to learn about him and his devices, but we need to learn more about God's power, the Holy Spirit, the angelic ministry, and how to access that, how to receive them, how to see them, how to activate them. So I pray that this podcast today does a you know, lifetime difference to you and your spiritual walk, as it did to me, because freely I received, freely I'm giving you. And not to boast, but you need to know a little bit of background about me. You know, I have been walking with the Lord for 2 decades now. And especially because I'm talking about angels here, I have gone through a library of courses and teachings and books on angels. And I've been activating this on and on and on, and I've seen angels in all expressions and all forms in my inner vision, in open visions, in dreams, all kind. In my ministry, I mentor people in that, so I know what I'm talking about. It's all biblical, and I thank God that I know about this blessing, you know, because, you know, you received Jesus, and with him all inheritance, and part of your inheritance is the angels of the Lord. They are his angels, and he share his angels with us, because now we are his sons and his daughters. And God's servants, our dad's servants, are now your servant. And it's so fun, it's thrilling to know about this and to be aware of those angels. I'm not here to teach about them you know, precept on precept, line up, you know, after line. I'm here to share more about practical stuff, because you have all the Christian resources first in the Bible, you know, and books and videos, many, many things. And I do have many teachings on my podcast, you know, about the angels. You can look it up. You know, I will not teach about the ranks or the rankings of angels and all those details, okay? So let me talk about the practical things here, because I believe many are aware of what's in the Bible about angels, but not many are in a position, in a faith position, to receive their ministry, the angelic. So there is an opening verse in my heart for you in this podcast, and I've been reminded of John chapter 1, where Jesus said that to his disciples, to us, you know, that you will see the heaven open and the angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man, and you shall see a greater thing, right? You can read that in John chapter 1. And we know that in the Old Testament, in Genesis, Jacob had a dream about a ladder, and he saw angels ascending on that ladder and descending, and God was on the top of that ladder proclaiming himself and talking to Jacob. And we know that this ladder is a symbol of Jesus Christ in the New Testament. And so because of Jesus, he is the ladder that that bridged heaven to earth and earth to heaven. And on this ladder, on Jesus, there is an angelic ministry, ascending and descending. Ascending and descending, why and what for? Because God, in this dream of Jacob, was at the top of the ladder. So those angels were all focused on God and not Jacob. They were ascending to God, receiving from him, and descending and bringing it to Jacob, right? And so the angels are all around the throne and focused on the Lord, and they ascend, they receive from him, they hear from him, they bring blessings, substances, revelations, whatever it is, and they descend and bring this to us. And in Christ Jesus, as we are, we have access to those ascending angels and descending because we are in Christ, because the angelic activity is around Jesus, the Son of Man, and you are in him right now because you believe in him. You are born again in him. And so this is so exciting, you know, and the reason God showed Jacob in the dream that there are angels ascending the ladder, ascending on Jesus and descending from heaven back to him. You know, God showed Jacob that to open his eyes, to make Jacob sensitive to the spiritual realm around him. God wants you to know about angels. He wants you to be sensitive to the angelic ministry around you. Why? Because those angels are bringing heaven to earth and taking your prayers up. They are ascending to take your prayers, whatever you're sowing into the heaven, whatever it is, like money or prayers or ministry unto the Lord, worship. So those angels take your seeds, and your seed to heaven or into the heaven stir God to respond back to you and bring you an answer to it, a blessing. Let's remember Daniel in chapter 10. After 21 days, Gabriel told Daniel, the prophet, that God sent Gabriel to Daniel. The first moment Daniel humbled himself and sought after understanding. So Daniel sowed a prayer into the heaven, and heaven responded, or God responded, by sending an angel. So this is, you know, this is how it is. You stir heaven, and when you stir heaven, because those angels are ascending and then descending with an answer, descending with something from the presence of God to you. So God wants you to be aware of the angelic ministry, and he wants you to receive them and receive what they are carrying because they are messengers. And it's not about angels, it's about what they are carrying and who is sending them, which is your Abba, your God. That's what makes them valuable to us. They are a God sent, right? And so I pray that in this podcast, you will be aware. You will open up to this realm. And you will ask the Lord to help you in this. And Elisha, the prophet, another example in the Bible, he was surrounded by an army one day, right? You know the story. I believe it is in chapter 6, in 2 Kings or 2 Kings. Chapter 6, and that natural or that army in the natural came after Elisha. I'm not going to share details about the story, but Elisha's servant was freaking out, and Elisha the prophet had to pray for his servant. And the prayer was, Lord, open his eyes to see the angels around me. And the angels were around Elisha the prophet and not the servant. Why? And when I read that, it amazed me. Because Elisha believed that, you know, he was surrounded by Jehovah's angels. And it says they were surrounding Elisha and not the servant. And when you believe that God is surrounding you with his presence and his angels, you will attract them. Because it's always by faith. The righteous lives by faith and not by sight. So you could be in a meeting and you're believing God is surrounding you, but, you know, your brother next to you, your sister in the Lord next to you, she's not feeling that. She's not being blessed by the same because she's not in faith, you know. So it's not that we are in the same meeting and everyone is getting the same. No, no. It's about your faith. If you are in faith, you are in the realm of God and you will see the glory. So faith is very important. When it comes to anything about the blessings of the Lord and his promises and presence, but here I'm focusing on angels. And so you need to believe that you're surrounded by God's angels because he sends them to serve you so you can partner with them, right? And I believe right now that I'm surrounded with angels. Right now, where I am in the room, where I am recording this for you, I believe I'm surrounded with angels. So my faith is based not on feelings, but on the Word of God. Why? Because the Word of God plainly tells me on and on, verse after another, from from cover to cover, that the angel of the Lord is around me. And you can look all the verses that bring the assurance of faith to you about angels surrounding you. Because it starts with a faith encounter, with a truth encounter, and not a feeling. It will eventually turn to be a manifestation and a reality because you have believed. If you believe, you will see the glory. Yes, there is a seeing, but first there is a believing. Oh, that was good. I'll say it again. So first there is a believing. If you believe, you will see the glory. So you need to believe you're surrounded with angels because the Word of God says so. And because you're believing, you will open up to the realm and you will see those angels You will ask Holy Spirit about them. You will receive from them why they are ascending and what they are taking up to heaven and what they are bringing down to you from the presence of the Lord. And you need to see that and receive it by faith and manifest the kingdom, right? On earth as it is in heaven. So let's end up this podcast, and I pray it has been a blessing to you. Visit my website for more information, healednations.com, and connect with us. Be a partner. We would love to have you with us doing life together. And I'm so excited, by the way, about my new video course that is called As You Go Up, Glory Comes Down, and you need to go and check that. And it comes with a crazy package of many gifts. So go to the website and be blessed by what I'm offering to you. But let's end by activating this. So now I'm surrounded with angels, so I will activate, but try it wherever you are, okay? And send this to your friends. Let them be aware of this truth that changed my life. So I'll guide you simply with an activation, how to partner with angels, how to be aware of angels. Of course, we don't worship angels. Again, I need to stress this point, because we are focused on the Lord. They are valuable because they are sent by God, and they are servants. We are kings over them. So there is no king who worship the servant, right? And so you are a royal priesthood. You need to know your identity. If you don't know your identity, this may be a dangerous activity for you. So maybe you can postpone it until you are fully satisfied and captured by Jesus and filled with Him. And because you don't want to be worshiping angels or any other blessing. You know, not just angels can be a dangerous topic or a blessing, but any blessing from the Lord can be dangerous if you're not fully focused on Jesus and in love with Him. You know, blessings can become an idol, and they will end up to be a curse and not a blessing, and this is not God's heart for us, right? So make sure you know who you are in the Lord, and make sure that you are in love with the God of angels, the Lord of hosts, right? Or this will not be a blessing to you, I assure you. Nothing will satisfy you but God, nothing. You are made for Him. You're not made for angels, you are made for the Lord, right? And I, before activating, I'm reminded of Mary Magdalene when she visited the tomb of Jesus. She saw angels, she encountered angels. She could have stopped right there and posted on social media. I saw angels, I had angelic encounters, right? But if she stopped with the angels that were actually focusing on Jesus and on announcing to her that He is not here, so if she stopped by just enjoying the angels, she would have missed the resurrected Messiah, the greatest experience ever. So sometimes if we focus on angels only and the blessings of the Lord, we will miss the greater thing, which is God Himself. So remember, the angels are ascending to God and descending from God to you. And God is the center of every spiritual activity. Let me say it again. God is the center of every spiritual activity. Every spiritual activity. So that's very important to know about. So let's activate. So now I know I'm surrounded with angels. So I start by connecting to Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, thank you for the angels or the angel that you are surrounding me with. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because this angel or this group of angels are with me as servants. They are here to help me to bring substances and blessings and revelations and heaven to earth for me. So thank you for them. I thank you, Lord. I receive them in Jesus' name. So you see, I'm doing this by faith right now, based on the word of God and not on my feeling. Because in the room, I'm alone, but there is a realm around me, a spiritual realm, where those angels are. Jacob was opened up to that realm in the dream, right? And he saw that reality in that encounter. So I know that there is a spiritual realm around me, and I access that by faith in the word of God first. So now, after establishing the faith experience, the faith encounter, now I ask Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, I know that I have many angels around me, but thank you for highlighting what I need to see, who I need to see, why you're highlighting those angels and not the others, and what do I need to receive from them, right? And Holy Spirit is all about edifying you and speaking prophetically to your now moment and to your season. So he will not tell you just anything about angels. He will highlight the angels that are active right now, that he wants you to be blessed by, because it's his will for you right now to receive those angels, this ministry, those blessings. So follow Holy Spirit into encounter, right, with angels. And so what I felt Holy Spirit told me, wow, and I feel the presence of the Lord here. See how it's easy to enter the spiritual realm with Holy Spirit, because it is based on truth first, and then you see the glory, right? And so Holy Spirit is telling me or highlighting to me that I have angels of wisdom that are unpacking to me or helping me, bringing this podcast to you right now. So I'm so delighted and happy that angels are involved in this podcast, that I'm talking to you about them at the same time, right? So they are helping me to talk about them. And wow. So Holy Spirit is telling me that those angels are angels of wisdom, and they are helping me to communicate this truth to you about them. And they are giving me the ability to speak eloquently, clearly to you, so you can be blessed, because God wants you to access this truth and this awesome blessing. So those angels are active right now, and I am partnering with them. I welcome them. Wow. And I'm seeing in the spirit right now, in my vision, I'm seeing an angel with his finger touching my lips. Wow. So they are touching my lips and they are empowering me to do this. Wow. Thank you, Lord. So I receive the ministry of those angels right now, in Jesus' mighty name. And remember, Isaiah the prophet was touched by angels. They were carrying coals of fire, and they touched his lips to bring a cleansing. So the angel or angels that touch my lips here to bring wisdom, to bring ability and clarity and, you know, eloquency to this teaching, to this anointed podcast for you today. So angels are involved in this podcast. So that was my angelic activation. Woo. And I also sense releasing those angels for you, because I sense some who are watching me are also podcasters. You preach, you podcast the word of God, and I felt Holy Spirit wants to impart those angels, the ministry of, you know, angels that are, you know, alike, like those angels. So God wants to impart those angels to you. So receive them right now. I bless you with this in Jesus' name. And as I ask you, Father, to send those same angels or angels alike to podcasters listening to me in Jesus' mighty name. So receive this angelic help, this angelic ministry. Your podcast will be escalated into new levels of glory. And by the way, I am not reading any note, and there is nothing wrong. You know, sometimes it's important to prepare and take notes and do that. But in this podcast, I am not doing this. I'm just flowing, and it's so easy for me. I feel the ease. I feel that my thoughts are prepared and planned, and it's just so smooth to me. And now I know, because God is helping me by His grace and with the angels that are touching my lips and bringing wisdom to me and bringing eloquency to the communication. So yeah, I pray this podcast today blesses you. Let me know in the comments below what you have learned, and if you need a prayer, and you can subscribe to my channels so you can receive more nuggets from time to time. So God bless you. We exalt Jesus alone and only Jesus, and let's keep our eyes on Him. And I pray that you will dive deeper in what you have learned and received today in this podcast. May you be established and anchored in this truth, in this blessing, in your inheritance, and in partnering with God's angels in Jesus' mighty name, so you can run your race for His glory. Amen.